You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We got Monday Night Football tonight. Miami, Pittsburgh. I mean, it's Tua in cold weather.
Yeah, I know. Tua sucks in cold weather. Under 45 degrees, he's 0-7 in his career. Also, the other side of this, the Steelers have won 22 straight home Monday Night Football games. I mean, this isn't even like a one thing has to, like, this is like the normal thing should happen. The weird thing about it is that my friends in the desert, though, actually love Miami in this game.
I mean, Miami has been one of the hottest teams in the NFL over the last couple weeks.
They're 6-7 on the season. Well, you know what it is.
6-7.
8-9. You know what it
is. Are you trying to kill the bit by doing that?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
It's my new thing.
It's not going to work. But
it's my new thing. We'll keep doing it. Don't you worry. So what they've done is, effectively what they've done is take the ball away from Tua.
Mm-hmm.
They've just said, Tua, you don't get to throw the ball anymore. He's been throwing for like 120, 125 yards a game. A lot of
Dylan Gabriel numbers.
A lot of running. Well, you know what this is, though? This is Mike McDaniel. I think it was honestly the Browns' loss that kind of like was like an eye. I got to be open to what's happening here. This stinks. And to actually reassess what's going on. And it's worked out for him. It's going to probably save his job.
It's pretty crazy. It is, but okay, so when people point out that when people go, like, what are the Browns supposed to do? How can Kevin Stefanski, you know, how is any of this his fault? You kind of can point to teams like what Mike McDaniel's doing in Miami and going, They were more hopeless than you were, all records aside, and they've gone from firing the GM with, at some point, the fact it was going to happen that McDaniel was going to get fired to now all of a sudden, he might be the guy that gets to hire the new GM.
Yeah, he legitimately might. And it really is. It's that, like, the come to Jesus moment for them was the Browns whooping.
I think it's come to Jesus. They're in Miami. Now, the update on the Browns side is right now, if the draft happened tomorrow, the Browns would have the number 4 pick. You got Tennessee, Vegas, and the Giants ahead of you. So you're going to need a little luck there to get into the top 3 there, or certainly the top 2.
The projected out ones that are interesting, the projected out ones have the Browns at the highest odds of landing at number 2.
Mm.
And so, like, I think your exercise last year actually helped guide me with this because it was the idea that basically you're always going to end up, if you're the Browns, in a better spot than what you think because the Browns will continue losing and one of these teams will pull off a win that they're just not supposed to. as evidenced by week 18 last year with the Patriots win that them cost them positioning. And it just, it happens every single year. You get one these teams that just lose. They win a game they're not supposed to, but the Giants and the Raiders are both on 8-game losing streaks. And doesn't seem like there's anything good happening here.
Well, I think the Titans and Raiders actually play each other at the end of the season.
Well, so that's always part of it too, right? They always end up playing each other. There's always some connection, something there that ends up happening.
Now, I think
we're at like a 20% chance to get number 2 overall, and that's the highest.
All right, which one am I looking at here? Sorry, I'm actually doing this on the fly. Oh, actually, no, I'm wrong. It's Chiefs, Saints, and Jaguars for the Titans.
Okay.
God, I remember, maybe it's the Raiders are playing somebody. Yeah. So the Raiders
play the Giants.
And they also have the Texans and the Chiefs. Ooh, that'd be interesting if they beat the Chiefs in the last week of the season.
They could.
It's like the perfect string of events that needs to happen here. And that, man, the Giants really are. Jackson Dart looks really bad. Like, really bad. They've got the Vikings, Raiders, and Cowboys. So they win 2 of 3. That's what we're hoping for. At this point, if the Browns lose out, you're just hoping 2 wins for the Giants, 1 win for the Titans, 1 win for Vegas, and then we can just waltz right into that number 1 pick or something close to it.
I really didn't hate, you've mentioned Jackson. I really did not hate his game against Washington the same way you did. I don't know.
I might be coming at it from the point of, I think everyone crowned this kid after like 2 starts, and I think he's going to need a good head coach.
I mean, they're losing games. The Washington game, he threw for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. But I was watching the game, and he made all sorts of great throws.
I think what people accuse Shador of being, which is a lot of highlights, and you got to watch out for the lowlights. I think that's kind of what I feel about Jackson Dart.
That might be fair. We'll wait and see. I mean, he's 22. You know, he's 22 in year one. I'm dying to find out what happens with him. And even like Tyler Shuck, though. Tyler Shuck is played some pretty good football. No one's paying attention because he plays for the Saints, but he's playing some pretty good football too.
So with the Mahomes injury, with Lamar, as of right now on the outside looking into the playoffs, with Joe Burrow eliminated from the playoffs, I do have to ask, are you enjoying what feels like, even though Stafford's the one seed, Josh Allen's still in this thing, are you enjoying the change of the guard at quarterback, at least for this year?
I mean, the door's wide open. Josh Allen is still there, though. It just feels like this one's there for Josh to take. But am I enjoying it? No. I want to see the best quarterbacks. I want to see them be in play. Like, it kind of stinks that Joe Burrow looks as lost as he does right now and then feels like he's as emotionally spent as he is. It kind of stinks that, you know, Lamar looked better yesterday, obviously, but Lamar and the Ravens offense for 5 weeks looked awful. Looked atrocious. I don't love this development. I don't. I like the superhero style of sports. I love the idea that there are quarterbacks that are just better than everyone else. And right now it feels like Josh Allen is there, but nobody else is really there with him.
Oh, see, but I think that's what this postseason can be about. If Drake May wins a Super Bowl this year, he catapults into the top 5. Same thing with Justin Herbert. Now, there are guys like Aaron Rodgers winning a Super Bowl does nothing for the top conversation. Trevor Lawrence, we're all still going to look and go, he pretty much still sucks though, right? But I think if, whether it's Allen, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Bo Nix.
C.J. Stroud has bounced back in a nice way over the previous few weeks.
Jordan Love's enough. Like, there are enough quarterbacks here that if any one of the young guys do it, I think it just brings them up to the top 5.
I don't know. Even if Bo Nix started to do something really impressive, like go to the conference title game or something, I don't know that we're going to be sitting there looking at it with the same way even Jaden Daniels did.
I just don't think you love Bo Nix.
I don't. No,
that's
I don't.
Fair.
I haven't for a long time. But I don't even know that.
I think he's fine, by the way.
Fine. Yeah, I think that too. I think that he's getting a lot of credit for having one of the best offensive lines in the sport and one of the better defenses in the sport too. And like it's all right. It's okay, but I don't know that he's solely the reason why. I don't know. They're not winning because of Bo Nix.
I don't think this does anything for the casual fan, but as somebody who's like, all right, it's going to be either Allen, Lamar, or Joe Burrow against Mahomes in the AFC, and we know Jalen Hurts is going to be here. We know, like, because even Brock Purdy, like, he's going to be deep in the playoffs. Like, the idea that this kind of represents of just even the idea that we could be having this little micro shift for quarterbacks atop the NFL, I think it's interesting.
Well, somebody's going to be playing for what is probably the defining moment of their career. And like usually in the conference title game in the AFC, you know, Mahomes has never missed the conference titles. Every year he's been in the NFL, he's always made it to the conference title game, which is insane to think about, but it's true. And so with the idea that if it's either a defining year for Allen, it's a defining year for either one of the younger quarterbacks like a Drake May or someone like that. Like, I think that's a cool, it's a cool undercard to it all, but I'm probably going to miss the big dogs. I'm going to miss the superstars.
So depending on how this plays out, I still want Buffalo to be like the sixth seed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Or the five seed? Simply because if Allen goes about it the hard way, meaning you have to go 4-0,
yeah,
and meaning you're going to have to go through, the first round would be against Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh. And then, the next round, you're probably looking at, what would that be? Either New England or Houston. And then on the other side, you'd still have to go to Denver. Like, there's something about myth-making or myth-building for quarterbacks. I think Josh Allen being the latest seed he's been in a minute, only to then tear off four straight wins, I think would be really cool.
I mean, I'm worried about the Bills' defense. They're just not very good.
I don't think there's a lot of complete teams in general, though, in the NFL.
No, there really isn't. And that's even the stat with Josh Allen going around right now. He's 4-1 when the defense allows 30-plus points. The rest of the league is 4-67. Just an insane number attached to it. He's doing things you shouldn't be able to do. I think if he wins league MVP, if he does that while also making this to define, this is it. It's all there for him. It's all there, right there for the taking for him.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.